This podcast is intended for mature audiences.
It also contains two British people talking about sex.
Yay.
Hey.
Oh, motherfucker.
Don't mind me, I'm just knocking everything apart. Hello, and welcome to Teabags and Joysticks. I don't know why I paused there.
I don't know. Is it a kinky video game podcast by any chance?
It is, and I'm Si. Good. Who are you again?
I'm Chris.
Chris,
nice to meet you.
I don't know what's happening here. I don't know why that was so awkward, but sure, here we go.
Yeah, that was weird.
How are you, Chris?
Mostly all right. It's just been a bit too busy, really. Too many things to do.
I'm saying it's that time of year, isn't it? It's just like, hey, I want to do all the things and I have none of the time.
Exactly, yeah. Like whether it's sex, whether it's work, whether it's with friends, whether it's family, like all the things happening all at once.
I mean, a few of those you can combine.
Sex. Just not
the. Yeah, let's.
No.
I said that and then realized the last thing you said there was family because I had that queued up in my head before you said that.
That's fair enough.
Anyway, that's going in the blooper reel. So.
Or not.
Or not.
This is going to make
We'll
show,
see where this
it?
Goes.
This is going to make
so,
the show.
What's today's show, Chris?
Today's show, we have a list episode for everyone.
Yay, the return of the list. Well, not the return of the list. The list strikes back, let's call it.
Yeah, what is the list?
So the list is our list of pop culture characters and kinky scenarios, etc. And every so often, we'll decide, like, hey, let's do something a bit daft for once, and we shall throw all these lists out there, and we shall see what it throws up.
Yay.
And we have a way of that we're doing that today that we will get round to in a minute, but first...
Yeah, indeed.
What's the tea, Chris?
Oh, the tea this week, I am kind of jumping ahead to Marvel news.
To be fair, I know what you're about to say, I think, and if it is what I think it is, I think it's perfectly fair that this doesn't fall in 5 minute Marvel.
Yeah, because it's not something that's happened yet. It's not something we've seen yet, but you know. So at San Diego Comic-Con, both Disney basically, or Marvel Studios, have announced their entire Phase 5 schedule. Basically.
They have. They've also announced some of Phase 6, which
they
is
have.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Anything particularly stand out for you?
I mean, the two Avengers movies are definitely standing out. Otherwise, it's pretty much what we expected, but the long season of Daredevil, that really surprised me.
This is what I was about to say. I like the 18 episodes of Daredevil.
Yeah.
Okay, that's... unusually long for a Disney Plus series.
Yeah.
I'm not complaining.
Everything else we seem to know was coming.
More or less. So, like, here is, like, my quick takeaways. Black Panther 2 looks visually amazing.
Mm-hmm.
She-Hulk Attorney at Law actually has me quite interested now.
Okay.
They seem to have like, scrubbed up some of the edges on that were kind of making me look at it and go, maybe not.
Yeah,
The Avengers movies are fascinating, and there's a rumor that the Kang Dynasty one will be directed by the individual who directed Shang-Chi, which if that happens, yes, I'm here for that.
What would they put two different directors for those two? Considering it looks like it's going to be a part one, part two deal, like Infinity War, Endgame.
I have no idea. I just know what the rumor is.
Yeah.
They're my main takeaways.
Yeah. Fantastic Four, we still know nothing about.
I don't think we will. I think that's going to be one that's kept under wraps right until the last minute.
Oh, well, relatively last
minute. It's the first family of Marvel. I think that's going to be something that is very last minute.
Maybe. I mean, they didn't exactly keep Spider-Man under wraps.
They tried. They definitely tried. But anyway, like, let's not get too far into this, because we do have a five-minute Marvel coming up later.
Yeah, yeah.
We have things in that have happened in the MCU to discuss.
Yep, indeed.
I'm going to go ahead with my tea.
Go ahead.
Unfortunately, mine isn't quite so chipper.
Oh.
I'm going to do Sports Ball Corner.
Sports Ball.
So, seven members of the Australian National Rugby League will be boycotting a key match of theirs. Do you know why?
Yeah, because the team have put a rainbow on their shirts to celebrate Pride.
Yeah. Like, the claim is that this is for religious reasons, and that the coach has come out and said that the club had made a significant mistake and caused confusion, discomfort and pain for many people, in particular those groups whose human rights we were in fact attempting to support. Now, I will say this. The coach absolutely did the right thing here, because they have come out and apologised for the players' actions, because he can't control them.
No, true.
But he put front and centre the fact that the confusion and hurt, etc., is for the community they were trying to help. They haven't turned around and said for the players, they said for the community that they were trying to help.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the front end of what they've said. No, the only thing that they've said in defence of the players, as far as I can tell on this article, and just to kind of make sure I'm crediting, this is by Tiffany Turnbull, BBC News Sydney, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that they've said about the players is, as this article reports, they were not included in any of the discussions, and at a minimum, they should have been consulted.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, they could have been consulted.
I guess. Personally, my consultation would have been as far as to go, hey, so the company wishes to show that everyone's welcome in this sport, and this is what we're doing, and this is the jersey you're going to wear.
Yep.
But that's me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to name the players. The players can fuck off. The ones that are turning around and boycotting this can fuck off. You don't deserve your name reading out. I'm sorry. Piss off.
I mean, we can name the team.
I know. I've named the team. You haven't just named not naming the players. The players can fuck off.
You haven't named the team, though.
The Australian National Rugby League team.
No. That's not the name of the
team. Oh, I thought it was the national team.
No, it's not the national team.
Okay, let me point out here. I'm doing Sports World Corner. I don't do fucking sports.
The National Rugby League is the name of the league.
I know that. Yeah, because I know the difference. I thought this was the national team. I thought this was the equivalent of the English team. I apologise.
No. That's the league. That's the equivalence to, like, the Premier League.
Okay. Is this the Manly wearing Sea Eagles? Is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
The Warringah, sorry. Warringah
Eagles, yeah.
Now, this is just ridiculous. This is utterly ridiculous. And there's a brilliant quote in this that I absolutely love. There is a quote from Pam, I think it's pronounced Whaley, Whaley. I don't know if they're a big person in the sport or something over there. I really don't know. But they have a brilliant quote that I think really succinctly sums this up. What infuriates me and always has is that players will boycott over a rainbow, but never boycott a teammate if he's been accused of violence against women or any other morally reprehensible behaviour that they would all agree they don't condone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Double standards much?
Yeah, they would go, oh yeah, we will stand with a particular teammate because apparently they are teammates or something, but you know, they don't.
And then the line straight after that, that's sniping at the religious excuse, others accuse the seven of hypocrisy, pointing out that the team is sponsored by a brewery and a betting agency.
Exactly.
So, hey, what was that you were saying? I don't know. It's just like, really, it's 2022, not bleeding 1022. Like, seriously, this day and age?
It's not the first time, and we know that excuse is not true. That's not why they do it. It's nothing to do with religion.
Here's the thing. I'm not going to go as far as to say it's not true. Okay? If they held this belief, they hold this belief. What I'm going to say is this. If your religion is teaching you that you should hate people, exclude people, so on and so forth, maybe consider looking at that religion and debating whether it, you know, that's one that you want to follow. because surely it should be something that's about acceptance and taking people as they are. Oh, yeah, that's just my view.
Or just have a different fucking interpretation of your own religion.
I mean, you know.
You can interpret your religion however the fuck you want.
And No.
Obviously, and you obviously pick the part of the whatever book, your scripture, you obviously pick and choose on which bits that you want to look at.
Exactly. So don't be surprised if people get pissed off when you pick and choose the bits that is, you know, clearly behind the times at this point. Anyway, shall we move on before we get a little bit too heated on this one?
Shall we? We should do that. Yeah.
And let's head into the bag.
So, what game are we playing today?
I thought we would, with the list today, we'll kind of a variation on something that we've done before, admittedly. As we roll the list, we are going to take a character and three kink suggestions.
Okay.
We will have to work out which of those three kink suggestions we would do with that character and explain why. So it can't just be your favorite one. It's like, it's got to be like, oh, you know, I think, let's say, for example, Doc Octopus comes up. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, personally, bondage with Dr. Octopus would be great fun. Because, you know, has the hands to hold you in place while having the hands to keep manipulating. Yeah. Okay? You see the idea?
Yeah.
So I'm going to kick this off for you.
Okay. Wait, just before we start. If I don't know the character that well, can I ask for a different character?
Sure. I don't think there's many characters that you won't know in the list at the moment.
Okay. But
that is absolutely a thing that we can do.
Sure.
Okay. So, first character is Black Bolt.
Right, okay.
And your options are public exposure.
Okay.
Mummification.
Okay.
Or a year of OnlyFans.
Right. I mean, as long as it doesn't involve his voice, any of them are fine. But a year of OnlyFans with him not talking, that's yeah, like he's not allowed to make any noise whatsoever. Like, obviously he can't. So do that with me again. It was mummification, OnlyFans.
Mummification, OnlyFans, public exposure.
Public exposure. Oh, public exposure. With him being exposed?
That's for you to choose.
With Black Bolt being exposed? That's going to be really dangerous.
Honestly, all three of them could be, depending on how you do it. So.
Yeah. I think it would have to be mummification, surely.
See, I would. Okay.
Yeah, just because.
Just tie the mouth really tight.
Yeah, you need to keep them quiet. You need to keep them quiet.
I mean, let's also say here, just like, so the disclaimer's out here before we carry on any further. Like, we are assuming that all appropriate safeties are taken with all of these, and all appropriate scenarios are taken with all of these. Because, you know, mummification, like, etc. Like, some of these can be dangerous if they're done wrong. We're not getting into the sort of nitty-gritty of these things. No. This is just purely entertainment today.
Obviously, yeah.
I would have personally gone public exposure.
Okay.
One, like, that? So he would be the one exposed. He knows not to open his mouth, etc. He's not going to say anything. Mummification, the only method of communication he's potentially got is to make a noise. That doesn't end well.
Fair point. Oh, okay. Depends how mummified you are. You can keep shaking your head and that
this
kind of
is
thing.
True. That no, is... that's fair. That is fair. And the OnlyFans, as you say, like, can't make a noise. Yeah, that's not really going to work.
Yeah, no.
So I would have ended up with the public exposure down there, just because I think it would be the most practical.
Yeah, like OnlyFans, you at least need some grunting. Like,
exactly, kind of, you know?
Yeah.
So roll the list. Let's see what comes up.
Oh, okay. I've got Wolverine.
Okay.
Wolverine. So you can do cream pie and eating.
Okay.
Okay. The second one is wax play.
Ooh.
And the third one is fisting.
Oh, God. Okay.
I know which one to not do.
That escalated quickly.
I know which one to not do, yeah.
Oh, my God. He does like turning people into shish kebabs. Oh, no, wait. No, that's Deadpool. That's Deadpool. Oh, wow. Okay. So I've got fisting, which I'm just going to say no for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Like, I that's not, no, no. wax play was the other one, and what was the first one?
Cream pie and eats.
Cream pies. Who would be the sub here? Because that massively changes which I choose in this scenario.
Your call.
Okay. Here's my thing. I'm guessing that because of his healing factor, wax play, he would want to go very, very extreme.
Well, fair.
To a point I'm probably not comfortable with.
But you know he's fine, though.
Maybe, but I would still feel uncomfortable, and the consent has to be both ways. Fisting, I wouldn't want to be on the receiving end.
Hell no.
And I don't know, there's just something that makes me feel really awkward about the idea of fisting Wolverine of all people. I don't know why.
Okay.
So I guess it would be cream pie. I just don't know which way around.
Well, okay.
I don't have a good justification for it beyond that.
Just because it's the least of,
probably, least of, yeah, the evils.
Fair enough.
So you have got Marcus Fenix from Gears of War.
Oh, right. Okay.
Ooh, okay. This is actually interesting. Small dick humiliation.
Right. Okay.
Muscle worship.
Ooh.
Or a daddy-son scene.
Oh, my God. Oh, this is tough.
Right? I thought this is an interesting selection.
This is tough. All of them could work. Like, muscle worship, yeah, obviously.
I mean, yeah. This is,
like, you know, like self-explanatory.
Is there a Gears of War guy that hasn't used steroids for the last 20 years?
Yeah. I mean, exactly. Like, his like, bicep is bigger than your head.
Which, while we're on that point, small penis humiliation.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, too much steroids, guys. Marcus has used too much steroids. And daddy-son scene, that's also interesting, isn't it? I haven't played that much Gears of War, but he's got a whole storyline.
Yeah, I could be here for Daddy Marcus.
Yeah. You know what? I think I'll go a bit left field and, you know, daddy-son scene.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm totally up for that.
Fair enough.
I'm totally up for a big muscle dead daddy.
Honestly, in the back of my head, I'm going, can I do all three?
I know, right? It's like, yeah. Gee. But yeah, Daddy Marcus for me. Okay. Right, you have got M'Baku.
Ooh, okay. What with?
So you have got a double penetration.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Who with?
That's a good point. M'Baku and who?
We'll come around to that in a moment. We'll decide that in a moment. Carry on. What else? What are the other options?
Okay, the other options are gym, shower, sex.
Okay. Okay.
Or spanking.
Again, can I do all three? who's the double penetration with? Roll the dice, see who it gives. Let's let the list decide.
Interesting. Nightwing.
Ooh, okay. Ooh. You know what? I think I would do the double penetration scene.
Why not?
Just because of, like, the contrast. Like, big muscly M'Baku with the Twinkie Nightwing? Yeah. I'm down for this. Yeah, I'm down for that contrast. Yeah, that'd be hot.
Cool. Cool. Let's talk for reality. Like, gym shower sex.
I mean, I don't see a downside. Well, no, okay. I guess it's public exposure, like, through the back door sort of thing, but, like, hot, steamy shower with a hot, steamy man? What's not to like?
Yeah. Get rid of tribe.
Yeah.
What's not to like?
Like, the only one that I would maybe raise an eyebrow at
is spanking. Yeah.
Just because as much as I enjoy that from time to time. Like, big hands. Big hands hurt. You know?
Who says this? But spankings are not, you know, exclusive to hands.
Well, no, true.
You can use implements.
Okay, so big hands, big muscles hurt. Like, but then, even then, if he works me up the right way, maybe.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
So I don't necessarily have a problem with any of these options.
So basically you say you would do anything with him back.
Honestly, yeah. But I'm just thinking, like, the scene with him and Nightwing, there's a hot contrast there as well.
Okay. Yeah. Go on.
Reroll the list, and we have Reader Richards.
Oh.
Wow. I will let you decide which version.
Okay, yeah.
And your options are an inflation scene. portal gun shenanigans.
Portal gun shenanigans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Fun with portals.
Okay.
Or Electro.
Inflation. Because of inflation, come on. Like, it's Mr. Fantastic. Like, whichever version you're talking about, you know, he changes his eyes like, like however he wants.
True. This is very true.
Yeah. I don't think there is any debate on that one.
I don't know. I could see all of them working with him just for different reasons. The only one that might not work that well is actually the portal one, because it's like, he's already flexible.
Yeah. Yeah, you can, you know, extend his stick however long.
Exactly, he wants. Right? So, that's what I was thinking. I just wasn't going to say it
bending,
out loud.
including bending all the way back exactly. to himself.
So, you know there's a rule 42 of that somewhere out there.
Oh, yes. All right, happy with that?
Yep, I'm happy with that.
Cool. Okay, the Dragonborn in Skyrim.
Okay. Doing right. What?
Would you do scent play?
Right.
A feeder gainer play.
Okay.
Or throat fucking.
I don't know why, but I can't envision the Dragonborn doing gainer play. I don't know why, it just doesn't work for me as a visual. Which leaves me with scent play. Or throat fucking. And I think I'd go scent play.
You think a Dragonborn smells good?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I think the Dragonborn has a really nice, like, that really nice musky smell that some muscle guys get.
Hmm.
Because it's just like he's always out in the wilderness, climbing rocks, everything else, like all the literature stuff, like that guy is hench, and I'm just kind of like, yeah, that would work for me. I could see that. I could get a bit piggy with that.
Yeah. Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah, I would imagine that smells okay.
I say you're more into the scent play than I am. So.
Yeah, I'm thinking, is there any like? Is there going to be any dragon-related scents in there?
I don't know.
And also, dragons are not real, so we don't know what the dragon smells like.
Neither is the dragonborn, so you know.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, would this smell a bit like fiery, like burning? I don't know. That wouldn't smell good. I don't like smelling burnt stuff.
It just smell like a bonfire.
Yeah, no.
I like the smell of a bonfire, so.
Fair enough. Not on a man.
I don't know. Nice musky guy who's been cutting the firewood all day and then you cuddle up by the bonfire.
Mm, okay.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Okay, so you ready for yours?
Sure.
Magneto.
Oh. Okay.
Bondage table.
Okay.
Water sports.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm going to re-roll the activities because it gave me two that were far too close to each other. Or chastity.
I think bondage table with all the Magnus from Magneto, right?
See, I thought that. I did wonder. But then, like, chastity came up, I'm just like, custom-fit metal chastity cage? Like,
yeah.
If anyone's going to do it absolutely spot on, it's Magneto.
Yeah, you could do that. There's... Oh... Yeah, and you don't need a padlock and
exactly and completely stuff. Keyless because he would be doing it that way.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I can see that. What was the last one?
So, what did I say? Bondage table, chastity, or water sport? I think I said.
Water sport is a weird one with Magneto.
Yeah, water sports doesn't strike me.
No.
So which of the two would you go for? Bondage
Although you've got that thing where you put a magnet through near a stream of water and it diverts.
I mean, I guess, but...
But it's only fun for like 2 minutes.
Yeah. So what would you go for? Chastity or bondage table?
I think I still go with a bondage table, to be honest.
See, I was thinking I'd go with chastity.
Yeah, but you know, you got that thing of... Well, chastity is still pretty escapable without a PA. Unless you have a PA, then yes, chastity.
I don't know. I was just thinking, like, absolute, like, perfect fit off, like, the Master of Metal sort of thing. Like, there was something about that idea for me.
Yeah, I think it sort of works. Both of them works, but bondage table for me.
Fair enough. Roll again, crunk.
Okay, so it's Han Solo.
Okay.
Han Solo. What would you do with him?
Hold on, before you give me my options.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, would hand shot first be a premature ejaculation joke? I'm sorry. That was the first thing that popped in my head. What were the options?
The options are tickling.
Okay. This doesn't help.
Suspension bondage.
Okay.
Or rubber Gimp-tronification.
Oh, God. Tickling doesn't work for me.
No, I'm not seeing it.
I can't see him being that sort of... almost silly, I guess.
Although with him in a sub, that would be quite fun, probably.
Maybe.
Like just the contrast of, you know... It's always the contrast of the hard man, and then just... uncontrollably. It's always that with tickling.
The GIMP dronification thing, I don't think would work on either side, because I don't know why, but the first thing in my mind is Jabba the Hutt's palace.
Okay.
Because it's something I'd expect to just see there. Okay?
But
then that leaves me with suspension bondage.
Yeah.
And all I can think of suspension bondage is cryo suspension.
Yes.
And apparently that shit hurts. So.
But I'm no not one said that. No one said that is suspension bondage.
But this is the thought process in my head. So just by order of elimination, it has to be tickling.
Okay.
Because at least there's that, like you said, there's that like tough guy, soft interior thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. I'll take that. Yeah.
So should we do one more inch?
Sure.
So your last one is Jack Nicholson's Joker.
Jack Nicholson's Joker. Okay.
So
let me pull out an image.
How long is it since you saw those movies? So everyone right now is listening to this going, oh my God, why? No, how can you not remember that?
Well, I remember that. So it's just it's like, yeah, okay.
So Jack Nicholson's Joker.
To be fair, I'm not sure all of our listeners would know that.
So your options are predicament bondage.
Oh, okay.
Bukkake.
Okay.
Or cuckolding.
Cuckolding? With the Joker?
Where the bull would be Zagreus.
Oh, God. Okay, now you've brought Zagreus into it.
I didn't bring them into it. That's what the list gave me.
Oh, no. Like, Joker is very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, whatever you do. But Zagreus... Well, Zagreus got himself out of hell. He can do anything, can he?
You've kind of got two extremes of the moral spectrum there.
Yeah. Although... But Zagreus can also not stay up here for very long.
True. True. So enjoy it while it lasts. On the flip side of this, at the other end, predicament bondage, the Joker would know like how to really make that a predicament. Whether that's a good or bad thing is on you. But like, if anyone's gonna be able to like true predicaments,
I absolutely don't trust the Joker to let me go after. Like, yes, this is my safe word. Like, he's not gonna do anything. So, which basically leaves me with, it's cuckolding. Like, Zagreus can handle him, and you know, when Zagreus has enough, he can just die.
Wow. Okay.
What? Zagreus dies when he...
No, when I he, know. It's just know. Like how like matter of fact that was. Wow. Okay.
Zagreus dies when he comes up here, and you know, he did He doesn't actually die. He just,
like, spoilers here, like, for the game. Like, let's be clear, like, that is not like Chris attempting to turn this into any sort of snuff film or anything. This is just like a plot of that game.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and then I don't have to have any direct involvement with the Joker. So that's my answer.
Honestly, you know what? That makes sense. It's just like, but if it's a cuckold scene, would you be tied up? And therefore you still have some direct involvement with the Joker.
Not necessarily. That's not part of the negotiation.
Fair enough. Roll the list again. Come on. Last one.
Yes, the last one for you. Oh dear. Why does these two come up together? Okay, so it's Bowser.
As in head of Nintendo Bowser, or as in, like, dinosaur Bowser?
I don't know. I think Mario Bros. Bowser.
Okay. Wait, hold on. No. Because you just opened up a whole new thing. Like, this is going to be a deep cut for some of our younger listeners. When you say Mario Brothers Bowser, do you mean movie Mario Brothers, or do you mean Mario Brothers? Because there's a world of difference.
Oh, no.
Let's assume we mean video game.
So your first scene, funnily enough, is a kidnap fantasy scene.
Mario!
That really just came up.
Oh wow, that's brilliant. Oh, okay, what are my other options?
Or you can have 2 weeks of TPE.
Okay, which kind of goes along with the kidnap thing, but go on.
It does a little bit. Or you can play with clove male, nude male.
Isn't Bowser technically always naked?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know there's some scenes where he wears, like, a suit, etc., in one of the games, but, like, as a rule, it seems to be that he's normally just naked.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
So, for me, it's between the clothed male, nude male, or the kidnap scene. And my reasoning is such. Clothed male, nude male, if Bowser is nearly always naked, that means the chances are I'm the clothed male.
Okay. Yeah.
So maybe I can just dodge it slightly, because Bowser's not exactly the character that comes to mind. On the flip side, the kidnap scene is something he does a lot. To the point, I'd probably say that, you know how I have this thing about, like, the word master should be for a certain amount of mastery?
Okay, yeah.
Kind of tempting.
Master Bowser.
You know what? Yeah, fuck it. Master Bowser, I'm going with the kidnap scene. Put me in a wig and call me Peach. I'm going with the kidnap scene.
Oh, dear. So what a note to end on.
Oh, that's fucking wonderful. I love it when we do list episodes because they just get silly.
Yeah.
Oh, however, that is the end of the bag. And while the tea bag steeps, should we do the 5-minute Marvel?
Yeah, let's do the 5-minute Marvel.
So I'm disappointed you didn't get a full frontal to Thor to pick up on our cliffhanger last week.
Yeah. Yeah, they avoided doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well.
You flipped too hard, goddammit.
I know why, but
oh, I get why.
Yeah.
I liked that there was some like really subtle LGBT reference inclusion with Valkyrie in there, even though it's been censored in some countries.
I mean, there was the Valkyrie bit, and then there was the Korg bit as well. Mm-hmm. Really, yeah.
I love that.
I like it.
I really enjoyed it. I felt it wasn't the strongest movie. I felt like there were pacing issues.
You're probably right. I still thought it was funny. Like it was funny most of the way.
Oh, don't get me wrong. Like, I really enjoyed it, and I loved it. Like, here's my thing with it. You could mm-hmm. tell where Taika Waititi had this vision.
Yeah.
And you could tell where Marvel went, hey, we need you to introduce this.
Probably.
And I felt like there was a little bit too much of Marvel going, hey, we need you to introduce this. And it compromised it slightly.
Mm.
I'm not saying it was bad. By no stretch was it bad. Just it was a heavily lore-dumping movie.
Was it?
So we have what's happened of Asgard. We have the whole thing about how gods are handled in the MCU. We have the whole thing about sort of how there's a negative zone, etc., or shadow zone, or however they ended up calling it. There seemed to be a lot of bits that they like were putting in there that I'm really happy they have, because it sets up some really interesting stuff.
Yeah.
But it meant that balance felt slightly off for me.
I didn't mind it that much. I didn't mind it that much. Oh dear, it was a bit ago when I saw Thor now.
I will say, I really liked how Gore was portrayed.
Gore was good. I thought they could have done a bit more with him, like, doing the actual killing god thing.
So I would have liked to have seen a little bit more of that. I also felt his about turn at the end was a little bit too sudden.
Yeah.
But I did like him overall. Like, there to me, that's two small bits that don't detract from the overall representation.
No, it doesn't. I liked that Thor has now adopted her, mm-hmm. his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that.
I really liked that. I really liked how they handled Jane.
Yeah. Yeah,
a little bit sad and melancholy, but I really liked it. And we got Darcy back for a bit as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. There was someone complaining that, you know, Darcy hadn't mentioned any of her, like, WandaVision stuff to Jane. I'm like, why do you...
She wouldn't be allowed.
Well, firstly, there's that, and secondly, like, why do you think this is the first time they have met since WandaVision?
Exactly. I mean, yeah, exactly. I don't know. Darcy's always a treat whenever she shows up. I love it when Darcy shows up. Yeah, I'm only kind of disappointed that we didn't see Agent Wu at the same time. Just because I ship Darcy Wu, you know I do.
Yeah, fair enough.
But no, overall, really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
What did we think of the Ms. Marvel finale?
I'm not convinced by damage control.
I think that's kind of the point.
Well, yeah. I guess.
Damage control have always been strange.
Yeah.
I really liked that we got some of the look at her, like, in beginning powers.
Yes, that's true. That's true. I want to see where Cameron ends up.
So do I. Community spanned on it a little bit quick for me, but I think that's a common thing with me with Marvel at the moment. Like, they resolve things a little bit too quick.
Yeah.
And that seems to be a common thread right now.
Especially with the TV series.
Mm-hmm.
Disney Plus series.
That said... I am so excited to see what that character does going forward.
Mm.
Excelsior!
Hey, Chris, we actually got through two different Marvel things this time.
Yeah, ish. There's plenty more to be said, but yeah, let's leave
I think there's always going to be plenty more to be said at this point. Let's be honest, we're getting that much.
That's why it's 5 minute Marvel.
Exactly. Like this is why we started doing it.
Not 15 minutes fucking Marvel.
So, that being said, let's move on to joysticks now the tea's brewed.
Yes.
What is on your joystick, Chris?
So, on my joystick this week is a game called Before Your Eyes.
Okay.
That is the game where you set up a webcam and you play the game by blinking or not blinking.
Oh, okay. So I know of this game, but it's not one that I've played. It's one that I've watched. Or at least I've watched the first probably half of it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, there is a twist in the story.
I don't know
if you're aware of it.
Yeah. I'm not yet, no. But for the sake of our listeners, do you want to explain the concept and sort of how this works? Because it's a really unusual mechanic.
Yeah, so you set it up like there are various scene that kind of plays out, and you have to keep your eyes open to see the entire scene, and when you blink, it flips to the next scene, and that's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Each scene kind of plays out for like 10-15 seconds, then it is the time that you can blink as much as you want.
Mm-hmm.
And then a metronome would pop up in on the bottom of the screen, and then that's the time where you really want to stay, you know, not blinking.
Yep.
But even so, if you do blink, you're not really missing out on that much of the story. Mm-hmm. They do make sure they get the point across before,
yeah,
before putting the metronome there.
That's always been my worry with that game, because it's kind of, when I've seen it in the past, I've always clicked my hands just like, okay, but I know I wouldn't be able to keep my eyes open as long as some of the people I'm seeing play it.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a very emotional story.
Yeah.
Very. You will also, like, once you've seen it a few times, or if you've only seen someone else play the game on YouTube or something, because, you know, mm-hmm. sometimes you don't fancy torturing your own eyes, which I totally understand. You would pick up some clues inside the story to figure out, oh yeah, this is what is actually happening.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, like, so it actually has like fairly good replay value as well. No? Yes?
No, probably not. Like, the story is the same.
Okay.
It's that you would just pick up more clues like earlier on, like, oh, that's why that is like that.
Oh, I
kind
see.
Of thing.
Okay. But you see, to me, that represents replay value, because I quite enjoy being able to go back through a story and like, oh, I missed that crumb.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of true. But yeah, very emotional story. I cried a lot.
Mm.
I cried.
Is that because you were
very,
blinking?
Very, very heavily. No, not particularly. But yeah, it's very emotional. You will get very sad.
Is it one of those games that's just like you should play or watch it once just to experience it type of thing?
You can do it either way. You can play it or you can just watch it as well. Like you probably not. It's probably a bad thing to say, but you're probably not missing out that much by just watching someone else play it.
Fair enough. I don't know. It's like I said, I've watched probably about half of it.
Okay.
And or at least what I perceived to be about half of it. Maybe I'm wrong, but it struck me as interesting.
There's definitely a halfway point in the game. If you're at that point, then
right, okay,
yeah. Are you at the bit where they're?
No,
okay, where are you at? Where are you at?
Oh, yeah. It's been that long since I watched it. That's what I. That's one of the reasons why I'm intrigued, because it's just like I'm at that point where it's not in my memory anymore. I just know that I watched what felt like about what should be half.
I see.
So I think that's one I might go back to.
Yeah. You should. It's very, very good.
Okay. interesting.
Yeah. So, sad joystick over. Do you have some happier joystick?
I mean, I don't know whether I would say happier.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of a game called Dicey Dungeons?
I have, actually.
So, I stumbled on this on Game Pass, and I fell in love with it immediately.
Okay, do tell.
So, the concept is fairly simple. You play a dice that has stumbled onto Lady Luck's game show. You play a person that has stumbled onto Lady Luck's game show and been turned into a dice.
Oh, you are a dice.
You have been turned into a dice.
Okay.
To win the game show, you have to battle your way through each stage. And it is a turn-based combat. There are a number of weapons, tools, etc. that you can pick up, almost akin to a deck builder game, but they are constant. Once they're in your inventory, it's what you've got for that battle going forward. Think of it almost as choosing your moves in Pokemon. Okay. However, each move will be dependent on the dice that you roll. So it might be do X amount of damage. It might be do X damage or status effect, but you must not do more or less than a certain number.
Okay.
You might get the option to re-roll your dice. You might get the option to have a certain amount of status effect use, so like have a shield or something, and the strength of it depends on the dice number that you roll, and so on and so forth. There are seven different dice characters, and each one has a slightly different, don't want to say rule set, like skill set. Each dice engages with combat in a slightly different way. So, for example, the warrior tends to be more like direct dice rolls, whereas the robot dice, you unlock different abilities based on what dice you roll, and then that's your ability.
Okay.
You don't, or at least not as far as I've got, you only ever play with one dice at a time, as in one character dice.
Yeah.
And there's, I think it's five levels per show.
Okay.
It's an interesting bit of strategy.
Sounds really.
It is slightly weird.
And interesting.
It is slightly weird, but I'm really enjoying it because it's basically an RNG lover's heaven.
You know?
Because you don't know what you're going to roll. And while you can have some cards and things that affect what you did roll, there's no guarantee you're going to get what you need.
So what kind of dice are they? Are they D6s? D6s, D20s? Yeah. Okay.
Now, they're always D6s, apart from, I think the robot has a number generator that will kick out a number between 1 and 6, and if you get jackpot mark, then you get a bonus action.
Yeah, that's
still a D6, though. The point is, every dice has its own unique kind of, method of engagement type thing.
Yeah. I understand that.
I would really recommend it. The art style is kind of fun. It's kind of Would you know what I meant if I said static Cuphead?
Static Cuphead.
So take Cuphead designs stylized of different things. So for example, a stylized wolf, a stylized die, and so on. But instead of having all the dynamic movement, etc., that Cuphead's got, it's a bit more static, sort of Pokemon-y in terms of the way things are represented in the battle screen.
Right, yeah, because it's turn-based.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I really like it. I think it's been a really fun romp. And it's one of those, you know how I said Fall Guys was one of those nice games to kind of pick up, put down, build up, start a possession, etc.? This is another one of those for me.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, okay.
This has been a really nice kind of, I just want to do something simple right now, or I just want to do something quick and easy while I wait for people, etc.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's not too long, I'm guessing, each game?
I'd say you can probably clear one show, as it were, in about 25-ish minutes.
Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah.
But, you know, It doesn't really... Like, if you're just doing it to enjoy the combat and see if you can work your way through... Like, you can choose to try and speedrun it. There's different rule sets available, etc.
Right.
I don't know. I've just been enjoying, like, messing around with it.
Yeah, yeah. That sounds good.
It's a fun little indie game. Terry Kavanagh is the publisher and developer.
Uh-huh.
So, I would recommend it.
Good, good. All right, I'll give that a look.
I mean, it is on Game Pass. I don't think it's that expensive if you buy it like on PC or Xbox. I'm looking on Steam right now, £12, just under £12. So, you know, absolutely worth a look. And that's all I've got this week.
Yeah.
And I think that's all we've got this week.
I think that is the show.
Indeed. So if people want to find us, Chris, where can they find us?
You can find us on social media as TBNJ Podcast. And you can also find all our links at lnk.at/TBNJ Podcast. That's Lima November Kilo .at.
It's link without the I.
Yeah. And you can also leave us a voice message at anchor.fm/TBNJ podcast.
Indeed. But for now, that has been the show. I have been Cy.
And I've been Chris.
Thank you very much for joining us, and we shall catch you next time.
Will do.
Bye.
Bye. This episode is edited by TBNJ Chris. Our soundboard comprises royalty-free audio. The opening and ending music is Quarter Conundrum by DOAK. Thank you for listening to T-Bags and Joysticks.